Libraries and bookstores across the nation are signing people up to be part of an event called World Book Night. It'll take place April 23rd, and it's one night when book lovers will give away 1 million books to people who don't frequently read books. One place participating in World Book Night is that bookstore in Blytheville. Owner Mary Gay Shipley says there are numerous books to choose from.
Well, there are 30 books, and there was a group of people who looked through Indie Best Picks, which are the things that independent booksellers have been recommending for decades, and just took lots of great lists and boiled them down. They hoped to get down to 25. And when they got down to 30, they just couldn't chop the last five off. So there are 30 books. They are fabulous books. They range from very popular to very literary to children's books. So there's something on this list that everyone would like to give away. And then the idea is that if you register to be a giver, and you have to register online before February 1st, so that's coming up pretty soon. If you register to be a giver, you have three choices. You put your first, second, or third choice in this list of books and where you plan to give them away.
And each person who signs up to participate will get 20 books each to hand out that night. Shipley says it's important for those who sign up to give books out at places where they would be least expected.
Are you going to stand out on the street corner, go to the car wash and give them away to people who are bringing their cars in? Are you going to go out to the schools? Are you going to go to the prisons and give them away? Wherever you want to give your 20 books away, you'll get 20 copies of the same book. And you'll be able to give those away at your selected spot. They're looking for 50,000 givers to give away 20 books apiece. Now, we would like to have 1,000 of those in Northeast Arkansas.
And I asked her why someone should do this, and then she asked me,
why not? It is the whole purpose of the program is to put books in the hands of people who are reluctant readers or who don't read as much as they should, or to introduce readers to these books, and hopefully having their own book will encourage them to read and pick up a book another time.
And Shipley says this is truly a worldwide project.
The giveaway is April 23rd. So on April 23rd, all over the world. And we do say world. It started in Great Britain last year. It's going to be in Great Britain and the United States. And last week they just announced that Germany is joining to an effort to make it work in Germany this year. So I think this is going to be something that will just snowball all over the world, quite literally all over the world. So we want to get people involved. But to be involved, you have to go online to worldbooknight.org. And sign on to be a giver. It's a very easy process, but they just got to know what to do with the books, know which books you want to give, and that has to be done by February the 1st.
And Shipley says it doesn't cost anything to be a giver.
What we want the public to do is to be givers, to sign up to be givers. Then our store and libraries, any bookstore and any library can sign up to be a distribution point. And they can do that also, and I'm sure they're getting emails. The Library Association is working on this just as hard as we are. So I'm sure that the libraries in the area will be doing this also. They can be a distribution center, which means that they'll send your books to your library if they are a distribution center, if they sign up to be that. We have signed up to be that, so we think that the givers' books that are giving in this area will get those and put them in the back room and receive them. I mean, just hold on to them in the back room. People can come and pick them up here. We're actually going to have a party on April the 16th for the givers to let them know what's happening, let them meet with each other. And then I hope after it's over we'll have another get-together and have people share their experiences, because I think they're going to have a great time doing this.
Now, she also tells what some of the different books are that will be given away.
And I can say that they range from Stephen King's books, Sue Grafton's mystery book, Friday Night Lights, football, Maya Angelou's I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, The Kite Runner, which there was quite a bit of publicity about in the Jonesboro era not long ago. Little B. There are just some fabulous books on this list.
And once again, it's Mary Gay Shipley. The deadline to sign up for this is Wednesday.